No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Brendan Taylor, how you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me on.
No, my pleasure.
This is dope.
My girlfriend thinks it's super funny that we fuck with each other.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah, she's just like, she thinks that the idea of me interviewing you is funny.
I mean, it could be. I can understand why it would be funny, you know, because you're you and I'm me.
I have fucking face tattoos and you have kind of like, you used a blow dryer earlier in the day.
Yeah, people used to say like, did I blow dry my shit in like the shower or whatever, because it's like electrocuted, you know.
Yeah, how do you get it to stick up like that? This is the first time I've really noticed your
hair. Yeah, man, you know, just hit it with the blow dryer, and then just, you know, get in there.
Well, I used to have hair that was like strong enough to even be thinking about using a blow dryer. It's kind of weird to even think about the fact that I owned a blow dryer at one point in my life.
What happened? Like, did you just shave it one day, or was it starting to fall out? Like, I'm just asking. Yeah,
it was just starting to thin too much in the front. Yeah. And at a certain point, I'm just like,
same hairline right here, bro. Yeah, we'll be bald like you soon. You know?
Yeah.
It's thin right there.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, yeah, you're good for a while. But when you're 33, yeah, you might be thinking about it.
Damn, man.
No, I remember the first time I ever looked in the mirror and was just like, oh, like I might have been like 27. I looked in the mirror and I was like,
27?
Starting to move up a little bit. Like I didn't notice it until then. But then by the time I was like 33, it was just kind of like, yeah, you might want to do something.
Hey, but at least you can rock the bald-headed look.
It looks all right, yeah, I guess. But my thing is that I want to be in better shape. I feel like if I'm in, like, really good shape, then the bald head works, because then you look like you're, like, an MMA fighter or, like, an athlete. If you're fat with a shaved head, you just look like an old, fat, fucking bald dude.
I feel that. But you're not a fat guy, man.
Yeah, it's coming along. I lost some weight recently.
Hey, look good, man.
Let's make this all about me.
I'm not hitting on you. Yeah, no, I swear.
So it just introduce us to your friend.
All right, this is actually my producer right here. I've known him since childbirth, basically. He's Ace Loon.
Childbirth.
Yeah, we came out of the womb.
Same hospital? Yeah, no.
Probably.
Now we go way back.
Damn, that's tight. I feel like me and Future were same thing, because we were born on almost exactly the same day.
For real?
Yeah,
we were born like 20 days apart. So.
Really?
Yeah.
We were born almost exactly the same day, but he was in Atlanta, I think, and I was in New Hampshire. So probably my parents and his parents didn't know each other, but...
But, you know, it's the thought that counts.
I still feel connected.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Future, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Future, where are you?
Shout out Future.
Imagine if Future was here, too.
Dude, that'd be dope, man. I'd be like, yo, let's get some clickbait going on, you know what I mean?
I just hit the blunt like one time, and all of a sudden I'm just saying stupid things about Future. The last interview, I was like stone cold sober, and I'm just like, let's talk about the community, yes.
Dude, okay. That's how I felt, like, when the blunt was going around outside. I was like, nah, I can't do it, you know what I mean?
Really? You smoke?
Sometimes, not really, but, you know, when it's there.
Right.
I'm not really, like, a smoker. I'm not really a drug guy.
I'm trying to become more like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to smoke more, like, when it's around.
When it's around.
Or maybe hit the pen a little bit. I'm not rolling blunts for myself. That's my new rule that I've started that I'm really trying to stick with.
Yeah, well, I don't ever have that shit. You know what I mean? Like, right. I never want to have it. Because then when I have it, you know, then you just abuse
it. Then you feel like you got to do it. Yeah.
The Juul, man. The Juul, it kills me.
Right.
Because I have one, so I just smoke it all the time.
Oh, really?
And, like, all day I just feel like shit.
Right. That's like with food, too, where, like, if I get home and there's a fuckload of snacks in my cabinet, I am eating some goddamn snacks. If I get home and there's, like, slices of turkey and, like, you know, a cucumber.
Easy, bro.
Well, I guess I'm eating some fucking turkey.
Bro, I actually did the keto diet one time. Yeah. And
for how long?
For 2 weeks. That shit was sucky, man.
Really?
I would eat, like a turkey piece, but I put, like, avocado in it, because that's all I could freaking eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My girl will make, like, lettuce tacos, where she'll just take lettuce, put, like, turkey and, like, a bunch of little vegetables and a little tiny bit of sauce in there, and it sort of almost makes you feel like you're eating something besides just, like, a piece of lettuce with turkey on it.
It's good. Yeah, no, I seen her cooking shit on her Snapchat. Not the private one. I don't have that one added.
Oh,
as respect.
Get that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get that free ad. Lena.
Support sex workers, bro. Actually, I've never really thought about that I probably do know people who have her private Snapchat. I've never looked at it personally,
really?
So I'm not really...
I mean, I guess you really don't need to.
I just never really thought about it, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, man, I love girls with private snaps.
Oh, it's the best, right?
So good.
It's like you know they're with the shits.
Yeah, and it's like it's cool because and then you know them too, so it's like I've seen you naked. You know
wait,
I mean?
So you are you a purveyor of private snaps? You paid for them and stuff?
No,
oh.
I always just finesse my way and getting the ad.
You just ask her like, let me get it.
I swear to God, it's worked twice, and that's the two girls that I have added.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have any private snaps now. I've never looked at my girls anyone else's.
This man knows every porn star and has no private snaps. snaps.
But you're making me realize I could probably get a fuckload of them for free, or at least maybe I should just pay. I just, you know,
maybe support your friends.
Yeah, but aren't they going to like trap me in some sort of weird contract? I'm not going to be able to get out of it and stuff. I don't know how this works.
That's why I get them for free, so I don't have to do that shit. You know,
really? You picture this. This is a real thing that happened. Me and my girl are with these other girls. We're about to have a fucking foursome.
Bro, I can't picture this shit on interview.
No, picture it. You're going to get a boner. And then one of the girls is just like, oh my God, this is so funny. Like, me and her had a threesome with Brennan Taylor just like this.
Bro!
I was like, whoa!
Oh, blast.
Bro, why you gotta do me like this, man?
I was like,
the girl
wow.
I have the private snap.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she definitely got one.
Yeah, she does. This is deep. She got a lot of ads on that, too. She told me, like,
really?
She makes a lot of good money. I might make a private snap myself. So.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, she's going to be so pissed that we're not going to say her name. She'll probably tweet about it, be like, hey, I'm being sent.
Right, bro, dude? Oh, my God. Let's not say her name. Like,
no, hell no. No free clout. No way.
No free clout, man. Oh, my God. I can't believe you brought that up right now. I had a feeling you would bring that up because you brought that up at
Trisha's
party. That's
what we do here. I knew I told you, but I knew I was, like, at least a little bit faded, so I didn't really remember.
Yeah, like, we're chilling at Trisha Paytas' his party, or like, her birthday party or whatever.
Which is basically just a bar.
Yeah, it was literally a bar, and Adam walks up to me and is like, yo, we're Eskimo brothers. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean?
But I think there needs to be a special name for dudes who've had the same threesome. Because that's so much more rare.
We didn't have... Oh, you had a four... Oh, so 10.
No, but that girl and the other girl she was there when I did it too.
Wait, so you had... But yours was a foursome.
There was another girl there too.
Lena and I was in it?
And then also another girl.
Oh my God.
And then also an old lady.
Can I be you? Oh, yeah, I remember she told me about that. She was like, the girl was just sitting in the corner.
I don't want to call her old lady, but she's definitely like a 40-year-old lesbian who like works in the adult industry. This is mine. You were not on this level of perversion of just having this random viewer in the room.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I could have even done that.
It was weird.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
She
didn't
try to hook up with me. She actually told me before we went in the room, she was like, I've never sucked a dick before. I'm like, oh, okay.
Did she do it that night?
No, she didn't want to.
You asked that.
So now that I've destroyed your image.
Yeah, man. Honestly, bro. I should have like asked for these questions ahead of time.
No, it's okay. We're live, so this is absolutely no risk.
Sweet. It's saved, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's saved as well. Yo,
hey, Mom.
But this is why, because I've been paying attention to your fucking social media and everything, and like you seem like you're like a man about town. Like, you seem like the kind of guy that, like, as a YouTuber, you should be in a relationship, because then you can get all the views from being in a relationship, and then also you could break up and get 80 million views.
Yeah, man.
But instead, you're out here playing the field. What's up?
Okay, man. All right. I'm going to be honest, all right?
So, you're a ruthless pervert.
Like, No. Like, okay, I got ladies, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm not focusing on no ladies right now. Ladies are a distraction. Mm. I even told my mom yesterday she's a distraction.
Really?
All women.
Really?
Yeah.
Mom, fuck off.
Exactly. That's sick. Like that. She was like, take out the trash. I was like, nah, you take out the trash.
Wait, where does your mom live?
She lives, like, 30 minutes in, like, the valley.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. That's tight. My mom is actually moving, like, 30 minutes away to the valley from the East Coast. So I'm about to have my mom, like, in my life on a regular basis.
It's dope having your mom. I mean, my mom helps me a lot with all the stuff, like social media stuff. She actually like manages me.
Right.
So.
But you're from here?
I'm from here, yeah.
Okay. So you're used to it. You haven't like had to be apart from your mom for the past 10 years, which is kind of what I've been on.
Got it.
More.
I don't even
15.
Know. Is this like an exciting thing for you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, dope. All right.
Definitely. Like, it makes me so excited to think like, damn, I could like go out to eat with my mom.
Yeah, man. I do it all the time. She makes me pay all the time. But
she makes you pay?
Yeah.
I will pay. That would make me feel good.
Yeah, no, I do it, but like, I have to do it.
I love paying, like, when we go out to eat. I love it, especially when I know that people are, like, broke and, like, surprised that I pay.
Yeah.
It gets really annoying with, like, my employees and stuff where I know they expect me. Actually, it's not annoying, but it's just kind of, like, whatever. I know they don't fucking care.
Hey, we're putting you on blast out there, too.
You guys are all broke. You guys eat too much. Yeah, man. So you grew up in the Valley?
I did.
Where at?
Like Woodland Hills area.
Nice.
So I was just a valley boy, chilling. I've always had hella ladies, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do it?
I don't know, man. I think it's the green eyes. Honestly, that's all I got going for me.
You have
an
anime face.
Do I?
Yeah.
Like you kind of do, actually.
Bro.
Cartoonish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I just imagine that a lot of girls probably want to suck your dick. Like, it just seems like they probably would want to.
I mean,
no homo.
I'm not going to deny or say yes.
Right.
But... You know,
you've gotten hit at least once.
At least.
That's sick.
Yeah.
When you lose your virginity?
I
feel like I'm interviewing a porn star. Like,
yeah,
this is how I interview
on,
porn
like,
stars.
I'm just a YouTube guy, bro. Like, what about the content? No,
this
like,
is how I interview porn stars, and I'm doing it to you for some reason.
Yeah,
pause.
What's going on? All right. I was 17.
I was 18, so 18. I was even older than you.
Yeah, I did it. Oh, no, I'm not even talking about it.
What?
All right.
Was she was above age?
No, she was like the same age as me, but I did it in my mom's car.
Wow.
Yeah, I borrowed it, went to her place, picked her up in the car. This is the first time this is out there. My mom is gonna watch.
Off camera, I did it in my mom's car, too.
Hey! That's his my brother.
His friend said he lost his virginity in your mom's car.
This is my brother.
Yo. Okay, here's the story. So,
we both did it in our mom's car.
My mom had a BMW.
You did it in the BMW, too? Yes!
Okay, so
same day.
I turned 16. I got a car, but it was manual, and I didn't know how to drive it. So, my mom let me borrow her BMW until she taught me how to drive it. I just broke up with my girl. We didn't have sex, though. And this girl in the hallway comes up to me and goes, yo, I heard you're single. And I was like, okay. So we went to my mom's car and I banged her for the first time.
Nice.
Wow.
And that's how I lost my virginity.
Nice. I'm surprised you guys haven't
used this. You guys never had that conversation. Brothers just don't talk about that. It's podcast stuff.
Yeah, it's podcast stuff, you know? Like, no, we'll talk about it now, but I was never like, yo, what was your first time like? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It was just like, if I banged a girl last week, I would tell him, but like, not like.
Right.
It was your first time.
Yeah. Would you really? You and your brother have that kind of relationship where every sex partner you have, you sort of like have to confirm?
No, not everyone, but just like the bad ones. You know what I mean? Like, yo, look what I did. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Get that, you know, dab up on it real quick.
Kardashians? Like, yeah, you're at sex with a Kardashian?
Oh, I wish. I'm actually blocked by Kylie Jenner, man.
Why?
Oh, I'm such an idiot, bro. Like, I'm an idiot, man. Okay, so, you know, like, when you're verified.
I saw you say that, too.
Yeah, when you're verified, you comment on someone's post, and it goes to the top. And it's like, you know, be funny and shit. So I always like to make stupid, funny comments. And this one was so stupid, too. Like, I've commented some dumb shit, but this was the dumbest one I did. It was a picture of her and Travis, and I commented on it. And I was like, yo, you and 2 Chainz look great in this photo. Bro, everyone was replying to it laughing. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, I'm going to go see how many likes this shit. I couldn't get to her page. And blocked.
Wow.
But I think of it as like an honor. Like, she went to my page. She probably was like, damn, he's kind of cute.
But I wonder if it was her or if there's somebody on her team who also does some blocking on her social media, because it wouldn't totally surprise me. She's so famous. You know?
Man, hey, listen, I'm just going to like to believe that she blocked me. She saw me. And
well, hey, like, in terms of like who's gotten more attention from Kylie Jenner, like, you got blocked by her. Like, as far as I know, she don't even know who I am.
But that's better, because now I'll never get unblocked. Like, Kylie Jenner is never going to go through her block list and unblock people. I'm done for good.
Yeah.
And I always, like, hoped maybe one day something could happen.
Do you think that she's the baddest chick in L.A.?
She's bad, man. But she's also a mom now, so it's like...
Right.
I don't want to disrespect her and shit. You know, but, like, Kendall's bad, too.
True.
I'm just out here saying.
I know. Well, that is weird, because just recently, you know, like, Nick Cannon and all of them, Tyson Beckford, they all got, like... Kanye coming at them because of various forms of like them talking about Kim, like Nick Cannon talking about how he used to date her before she had plastic surgery and everything. Tyson Beckford was talking about like, Tyson Beckford was just saying like, no, you look gross, like criticized like her fake ass or whatever. I don't know. That is kind of a thing. But I don't think I've ever seen Travis Scott like come at somebody about her, which is like, you think about it, like in his position where he has like arguably the hottest girl in the game, it's kind of like, do you ever bother to like respond to anybody who says stuff about her when she's that fucking famous?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen him say anything at all. But like, I mean, there's people that talk about her in songs and stuff too. So I don't know. All I know is I'm blocked. So I don't keep up with the Kardashians anymore.
I wonder if Travis Scott like would not like Tyga. Like, I wonder if he like thinks Tyga's a dork.
Maybe. I saw Tyga last night at Avenue, and I did something stupid again. Like, actually, you want to know the real? This is a funny story. Okay, so
what?
All right, so we're about to go into Avenue. We're about to get in, and like Tyga and his whole crew and everyone, they're coming, right? Like, so we're like, oh, let's just let him go in, because like we knew he was gonna perform.
How
that
deep
night.
Was he?
He had
was he gonna perform?
Yeah, he had like 9 people with him. One of them was Madison Beer. no, but
well, if you can't have Kylie, Madison Beer, she's like she's up there.
Yeah,
she's,
man.
She's...
No, but so he's walking towards me, like towards me to go in, and he starts like what's up? Like, he's gonna dab me up. And I'm like, I don't know, Tyga. Like, why is this happening? And my homie Billy is like, he's like standing like, oh, is this about to happen? And then I'm like, I didn't want to do the hand thing, because I was like, this can't be for me. Like, I don't know him, you know. So I was just like, I kind of went like, what's up? And then this dude walked right past me and dabbed him up. And I was like, woo! Because, like, oh, no. And I look at Madison. Madison's looking at me. I was like, okay, good thing I didn't, like, dab him up. Because then I would have been, like, the hair shit or something. You know what I mean? It would have been super embarrassing, but.
Oh, that is the worst feeling. Yeah. When you think somebody's, like, acknowledging you, they're not.
I felt so dumb, but it's whatever.
Yeah. Hey, people thought, don't write off Tyga. That's my advice to the world out there. Everybody keeps trying to write him off, and then he keeps coming back with a fucking banger now. He got a hit right now.
He does. He's on top of it right now. Yeah. He's on the top of the charts.
Don't underestimate T-Raw. That's all I'm saying for the world.
Yeah, like, he goes away for a bit, and then just, like, comes back, and he's just there again.
He disappeared for a while, then, boom, he's dating Kylie Jenner. She's 16, so what? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, man.
That was a crazy era in American history everybody knew that he was dating and she's underage, and it's just what nobody could say anything about it because it's like I don't know, he didn't seem embarrassed.
I mean it's Kylie Jenner. It was Kylie Jenner at the same time.
That's how I felt about it too. Is that she's like, she's just not a regular girl. She's more grown up than the average person. You know,
she's like an alien born girl. You know.
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt about, like, Lil Pump, too. When I would see him hooking up with, like, a grown-ass woman, I'd be like, man, he's not, like, a regular 17-year-old.
Exactly. And it's not like he's going to be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, make some shit happen.
Take her to court?
Exactly.
That's I'm going to do it on his behalf.
Do it, man.
I'm going to file a class action lawsuit against any woman who's ever slept with Lil Pump prior to his 18th birthday.
Maybe he'll get released. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be a good way to get some money.
Seriously, man.
Oh. All right, so anyway, you mentioned Kylie Jenner for like 2 seconds. All of a sudden, I get excited, distracted. 15
minutes later.
15 minutes later, we just Tyga wants to kill us. Exactly. Travis Scott has a hit out on us.
No one fucks with us anymore.
Okay, so tell me about you as a kid. I always do this. Like, tell me just about your childhood, what you were like.
All right, yeah, no, I was, I'm always been the guy that likes to do shit on my own. You know what I mean? Like, I was very, like, I had a really big imagination. Like, I never liked playing with other kids. I was always in the YMCA because my mom was single mom, grew up three kids. Exactly. And I was in the YMCA. I never want to play with any of the kids. I never want to share my toys. I just like doing shit myself. And like, that's how it is today still on the YouTube game. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't like making videos with people. Like, I do, but at the same time, I like just doing it myself. The satisfaction of like getting somewhere on your own, you know what I mean? Just feels a lot better than having to like collab with every single person in LA to get to the same point that I'm at now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never liked team sports or anything like that. I always wanted to sit in my fucking room and play like video games.
Yeah, man. Oh my God, I used to lock myself up in my room for hours.
I didn't have a lock.
Really? I didn't either.
Yeah. But you like put a chair under the doorknob?
No, but like when my mom would get really mad and she would like come at me with like the chancla or whatever, I would run and I would like lay on the floor, like pushing the door with my legs, and then my hands were pushing the cabinet. So like there's no way you can get in unless you break my body in half. So.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, put your parents in a position like that where they have to decide if they want to kill their own child or not. Yeah. No, like when I think about it, I was so obsessed with like video games and stuff, which is like a weird thing for a parent because it's like if they had left me to my own devices, no pun intended, I would have been playing Mortal Kombat for like Friday afternoon till like Monday morning. I wouldn't even like sleep. I would just be playing Mortal Kombat, you know, all weekend. Come home from school, just play Mortal Kombat. If you're a parent, it's kind of like, you got to like step in at a certain point and tell your kid that they're being a freak.
Oh, no, my mom did, bro. She like, she wouldn't let me put the PlayStation in my room.
Right.
So like, I had to play like a old ass like GameCube system, like something dumb in my room. Like I had like the little joystick one that you just plug in with the three colors. Like I had Pac-Man, I had like 150 games on the thing, but that's all I could play in my room because the PlayStation was downstairs because she used it as a DVD player.
Right.
So I couldn't ever bring it upstairs. So I could only play when they weren't home. So I would purposely not go places with my family so I could play video games downstairs.
Oh yeah. That was what it was all about for me. It's weird though, because it's like if I had a kid, I'd be real worried about them if they were just like trying to spend all their time alone. Right. Like get out there, develop some social skills.
Yeah. But look at us now, you know? You're very social now, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I have, like, a serious, like, video game, like, addiction that I need to, like, avoid and stuff. Like, I'm addicted to Pokemon Go. I'm going to just admit that. Real? Yeah, I still play it all the time.
Damn, bro. People play that still?
Not a lot of people, but some people.
Just Adam driving around late at night trying to catch Pokemon.
Hey, bro, for real. Like, you don't know me. There ain't a red light that I sat at in, like, the past couple of years where I didn't pull it out. Stand true, you know? Man.
Hey,
I don't know.
I couldn't get into that. I loved Pokemon, but I just like by the time this game was out, I was just like,
I miss the era where it was relevant to like play Pokemon Go as a YouTuber because there were like there's still dudes who play it and make videos about it, but it's not like that popular. Yeah. But there was an era where like Nade Shot was like making Pokemon videos, like all these dudes, everybody was just playing Pokemon Go, making vlogs. It was really fun.
Dude, I remember the one time I did play Pokemon Go. like at this park was like what is it called?
A
nest, bro. Yes, exactly. It was a nest, bro. And there was hella people out there, like just dudes, just like trying to catch Pokemon at this place. I went too because I was like, I'm gonna see what this is about, you know?
Yeah, but it's cool still because it's like now it's only like weird people that pull, not weird, but you know, it's like it used to be like when it first came out, you could just go to some random 7-Eleven and you'd see like a bunch of like 30-year-old professionals standing around in a circle playing. Now it's more. You know, it's a different lot of people, but you know, it's still kind of cool when you see like a crowd of people all standing around tapping their phones doing a raid together. Exactly. It's like,
hey, do what you enjoy. If you like playing Pokemon Go, go for it.
Do you stream at all?
No. Oh. I mean, sometimes on Twitch, like if I'm really bored and I'm just like playing Fortnite or something, I'll just like, because I have the one that connects to my PlayStation, so I'll just stream it. But
how good are you at Fortnite?
Suck, bro. Really? I suck. So bad.
I still haven't played it. I've watched a lot of videos of people playing it.
I love watching the videos, but I suck, man.
Yeah. I watch this kid Tfue now.
Dude, these people are... It's like, if you don't play Fortnite and you're trying to get in now, don't. Like, the people are too good, man.
Well, people are saying it's dying soon, too.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. I know the new Call of...
That's kind of a meme.
Yeah, I know the new Call of Duty's coming out soon. Or is it out? I don't know.
I think it is out.
Yeah, that's probably... I think they have a Battle Royale in that. That's why.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I don't really know shit about video games at this point in my life, but I'm like trying to know what's going on. I can't imagine. Like, I watched Ninja for a while. Now I'm fucking with this dude Tfue that is like, Taze Bangs introduced me to him at the Pornhub party, and I've been watching his stuff. And
how was that?
It was pretty lit. Porn stars everywhere, sort of like, you know, doing the sort of like performative nudity stuff.
That's
a lot of boobs around and stuff. Trippy Red was there making out with Tana.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was hot. I sort of arranged that. I was go make out with her. He was like, all right.
Hey, you know, if you got any fine ass ladies that.
Tana? What's keeping you from dating Tana? The N-word thing?
Yeah, man, that's it. No, I just, you know, Tana is Tana. I feel like it takes a lot. You know, I mean, she's a lot, you know?
Oh, really? It's just a weird question. Let's acknowledge that. What's keeping you from dating
it's really
some specific
weird. Like,
person?
I don't know, man.
You got to be on your feet if you want to defeat a question like that.
You know, Tana, you're a beautiful girl, but just not the one for me, you know?
What about Brennan Khan?
Brennan Khan coming soon, guys. Get your tickets. I promise all of you will get your free condom, you know?
Really? Yeah, the free condom thing. Oh, man.
The gift bag.
I'm always going to miss that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Hey, I saw that guy that walked out last with a no jumper goodie bag. Do I get one of those too?
Oh, yeah. Totally. What size are you?
Size for like hoodies large, but everything else medium.
Medium? Okay. Yeah. I'll put them on the task after we do this. Yeah. That was this rapper, Dom Kennedy, that we just interviewed too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard Dom Kennedy. I just didn't know what he looked like.
Right. Yeah, he's tight. Okay. So you as a kid... You like to you're an individual, an iconoclast. When did you like become interested in making vines or whatever? Is that how you first started to like do stuff creatively?
Well, no, I've always like been like into making videos and stuff, like, but not like I would ever post them anywhere. I would just make them, you know. Like I was in like film class in high school, and I was like making little short films with my buddy and stuff, and like it was cool or whatever. And we loved doing that. And then Vine came out, and I remember I was in a sewing class. I took a sewing class so I could get an easy A, you know what I mean? It was my senior year. I had to get a quick elective. I still don't know how to sew. But
it didn't take?
Nah. I mean, it did while I was in the class, but I forgot.
I had a really brief thing where I wanted to learn how to, like, make jeans.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't actually go through with buying a sewing machine, but I was, like, researching sewing machines at one point. This was probably, like, 6-7 years ago, yeah.
I just picture Adam now making jeans.
I know, it's funny, right?
No, but, yeah, so then I remember the app came out. This girl was talking about it, and I had a girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, like, I'm going to hop on this app. You know, she was like, no, girls are going to want you, and it's just going to be, it was this nightmare.
Sure enough.
Exactly. So I didn't do it. And then I broke up with her, and I was like, damn, like, I need to do something that's going to, like, honestly, I was like, I need to do something that's going to be like, that's going to get me girls now, because I didn't have any girls at that point. So I was just like, let me do it. And I did Vine, and it just took off. And then I went to YouTube from there.
What kind of stuff were you doing early on Vine? What was your style?
Bro, I was making dumb vines. Like, I did this one, I did this one where it was just like pouring water on people. Like, that's was my thing. I was just pouring water on people and like getting their reaction. And one got on the popular page, and it literally had like 1,000 likes, but it was still on the popular page. And I was so hyped, and like that kind of like started. And then I would just make little like skit type videos.
That's the popular page.
Myself, you know, I play different characters. Right. I was always doing that because, like I said, I like doing stuff myself.
And this is before you could even edit on Vine, where you had to do it all in one
go? Well, no. I started on Vine late. Oh, okay. I was able to edit on Vine by the time I started.
How big did you actually get on there?
I got to 1.7 million.
Nice. Were you doing the brand deal money back then?
Yeah, man. That was cool.
Really?
Because it was like I worked with like cool brands. Like I worked with McDonald's on there, Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how much were you getting paid?
For like a single Vine, I think it was like 5 racks.
Nice.
At the time.
That's pretty bad.
But it would be like packages, so like it would just be more, you know?
That's tight. Yeah. YouTube is fucking different game. How'd you end up, were you sad when Vine died? Had you given up before it actually died?
Well, like on the days leading up to Vine dying, like everyone knew it was dying. You know what I mean? Like your likes were just way down. Like I would normally average 100K likes on my videos and then, started getting like 60, 50, 40, 30. And I was just like, all right. And I would just like stop posting as consistently. And like, then these other Viners came up, like the Meech on Mars, if you heard of him, he came up with Dope Island and stuff. Like they all killed it for a little bit. And then the app just was gone. That's it.
Yeah. It sucks. That was such like a place where so many like creative people sort of came up out of.
Yeah, but it ended because all the big Viners, they all left for like months at a time because they wanted Vine to pay them.
Yeah.
Vine was like, nah, we're not paying anyone.
Are they actually going to bring it back? They were talking about it for a while.
No, the owner or the guy that did it, Daniel Hoffman, I think it's our David Hoffman, I don't know. He actually put out a statement saying that they suspended it indefinitely.
Really?
Because they don't have the funds.
What a shame.
Yeah.
So that's so unfortunate.
It's done.
Okay. So switching over to YouTube, how'd you sort of switch your whole thing up?
Well, when I hit like 200K on Vine, I just like started promoting my YouTube at that point. Uh-huh. I was like, I want to do YouTube. And so like by the time Vine ended, I had like already 500K on YouTube. So it was like, it wasn't like hard. You know what I mean? Right. Like I just was like, okay, that kind of sucks because I can't do Vines, but I was like fine on YouTube. And I'll just make stupid little videos, you know, like those stupid, like 10 facts about me, what I look for in a girl. Like I was super cringe, bro.
I watched some shit of yours from like 2013.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Back when I used to look like a female.
You think you were a little like metro at the time?
Not.
I did notice that too, though. Like, cause like I was like, I would have probably thought you were gay if I knew about you back then. No offense.
Everyone thought I was gay, man. People like they would call me lesbian and stuff, and it hurt, but you know. I was like, you know, I'm going to power through this.
I feel like any dude that gets accused of like looking like a chick, though, probably is out here getting hella pussy.
Oh, yeah.
From girls who are closet lesbians.
Oh, man. Why you guys? I'm done with this interview.
No, if you walk off, we'll get way more views.
I got you, bro.
Just going to throw that out there. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, there was always like dudes like in high school who like had mascara on or some shit, and like they were getting beat up by the football team, called faggot all day and shit. Yeah. But then, meanwhile, they were like, you know, out here sucking titties in the bathroom because, you know, girls like a guy who's able to like connect with his feminine energy.
Yeah, man, that's why I have a tucked in shirt right now. You know what I mean?
See, there you go. Connect, you show that you're embracing fashion.
Exactly, man.
Girls love that when they can tell that you've put some thought into what you're. See?
That's what I'm saying. Got the Burberry pants, the Fila's, you already know what's up. There I'm not go. Flexing or anything, you know what I mean?
I think that might be the problem for me is I'm never wearing anything besides jeans and a t-shirt. Girls, like, they're like, hey, put some thought into yourself.
You got a lady already, so it doesn't matter, you know?
That's true, but we're always looking for new victims.
Legendary, man. I when I see you and Lynn, I'm always like, goals, you know, because, like, I want a girl that's going to, like, just be down for threesomes all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. Like, you're really living the life.
Need a
freak. Shout out to Adam, yo. Honestly. Adam's appreciate living that. All of our dreams.
34-year-old dreams. People hate me for it. They think I'm so fucking cringy because I'm, like, out here, like, living that 18-year-old fantasy
fuck
life.
Fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Because it's like, this shit ain't going to stop. I'm going to be 45, and I'm still going to be, like, what's up, teens? How y'all doing?
Exactly, man.
Rap music, yes.
Exactly.
Sue Woo.
Sue. I don't want to stop myself, you know?
Just kidding. I take it back. I'm not in a gang. I don't appreciate that at all. You in a gang?
I was just copying you. I didn't even know what I was doing.
Do you, is that kind of like the long-term plan is to like...
Be in a gang?
Fine, YouTube, the Crips.
Yeah, that's the end goal, man. Nah. I actually started doing some music too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Little Clickbait.
Well, Little Clickbait was a parody, man.
Oh, so you're doing it on your own name
on
as well.
On my own name, yeah.
How many songs do you have out under your actual name?
Zero.
I knew it.
gonna be fun.
Otherwise, I would have known.
But yo, Eggs, he produced this shit. It's dope as fuck.
Well, wait,
I'll give you a little preview on the No Jumper podcast.
Oh, let's do it. Was Lil Clickbait just like a stage that you went through?
Lil Clickbait, this is what happened, man. So I was daily vlogging at the time, and I needed. Why the fuck did I get Arrowhead and you got Evian?
This is I poured this from.
Oh, okay.
From this. Bet. So it's right. Actually 365 Everyday Value God. Spring Water.
I thought I was getting gypped here. All right, no.
Sorry.
No,
I like Arrowhead.
So I was daily vlogging and I needed content one day. And I was like, damn, what can I do? And I was like, I need a new hairstyle or something. So I went and got braids because I had like longer hair at the time. And I was like, okay, now what? Like, this is stupid. I can't just have braids, you know what I mean? So I was like, I made the vlog. I'm turning into a rapper. So then I made this persona. And that's why I made a stupid name, Lil Clickbait, because it was like, I mean, that's not stupid. It's just like, stupid, yeah. You know?
No offense.
Exactly.
No offense to anyone else named Lil Clickbait.
Yeah, shout out to all the Lil
Clickbait. If your birth name is Clickbait, my bad.
No, but yeah, so then I did that, and then people liked it. You know, the vlog, they really liked the vlog, they really liked the song, because we did a little 30-second piece in that video.
Yeah, it was like a clip, but then people were like fucking with this. Yeah. So we were like, all right.
We have to do a full song. So we got in the studio, we did the full song, but it was cool, but like I just feel like the music that I'm making now is just so different than... Lil Clickbait stuff that I just can't put it as Lil Clickbait. You know what I mean? Because it wouldn't.
Were you interested in making music before the Lil Clickbait thing?
No. At all, man. Like, I mean, I always obviously admire, like, you know, I liked music for what it was. Like, you know, it's dope. It's a dope outlook or whatever. I don't even know how to speak English. But I never, like, thought about doing it or whatever. And then it just kind of happened. It fell in my lap. And I was like, well, this is actually pretty fun. Like, getting in the studio, you know, just, like, chilling with your boys and, like, just coming up with some shit and, like, just being there. And, you know what I mean? It's just a dope environment. And I started really enjoying it. So now I've just been doing it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're part of like that new YouTube? Do you think the YouTuber wave is going to take over hip hop?
I don't know, because like I don't want my stuff to come off as YouTube-y at all. Like my stuff is like not YouTube music. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I don't know, but like I do know that there is like, you know, the Gabby shows who are like number one on.
Yeah, she's iTunes. Killing it. Yeah.
It's crazy, but you know, good for her. And like, you know, Tana Mojo's song did pretty good, I think. I don't know.
I think she fell back from the whole rapping thing. Or she said that she was falling back from it. She did, but she put out a singing song like a month ago or something like that,
too. Yeah. That's what, so, I mean, I do feel like YouTubers are going to start, you know, doing more music and like actually getting out there, because like we already have like the fan base to do it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
I believe in Ricegum. I think he should go harder with it for some reason. It feels like he could just be like, what he needs to do is he needs to sign to 88 Rising, that like Asian YouTube channel / label. Yeah. I feel like they would be able to like put him, because it like, dude, they fucking have like huge festivals with like Rich Chigga and like, you know, Filthy Frank, who's Joji now.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Like, I feel like Ricegum needs to.
I don't even know what Rice is doing lately. Like, he hasn't even been posting or anything. Like, I guess it's just like you probably. You know, made so much money that it's just like, fuck it, you know, skip. Right. Like, it's not as important to make YouTube videos and stuff. I don't know what he's doing, to be honest.
It would be great to be in that position to just be able to sort of, like, chill out a little bit. I'm such a psychopath. I can never stop working. I'm crazy.
I feel it.
I saw Ricegum at that Pornhub after party, and he was kind of pissed off at me because I did a Gabby Show interview and put up a clip that was like, Gabby Hanna talks about Ricegum assaulting her.
Oh.
And like in the thumbnail, it said the real story about the assault. That's he brought it up. I was like, bro, you know what it is.
Yeah,
I didn't say you did it. I'm just fucking putting that clip up on YouTube. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, I just need some more views. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is what it is. Look clickbait. I don't know. I mean, it's like... It almost felt weird to have like Ricegum sort of like scolding me for like using him for clickbait. I'm like, bro, like number one, this is what YouTubers do. Number two, you're the fucking king of it.
You know? Man.
And I respect, and I actually really like Ricegum. It's like when he was vlogging hard and stuff, I fucked with it. I thought he was like one of the better like because he's only certain people that can get away with like really seeming like a sarcastic fucking dickhead and still be a good vlogger.
Right.
And he pulled that off.
Rice actually, like I've never had issues with Rice or whatever. Like,
he didn't make a song about you?
No, he never did. I never had enough clout for that. But
maybe soon.
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, I'm just playing. Rice tweeted me one time randomly, and he was just like, "You're trash," and I was like, I didn't even see it, bro. I just got all the screenshots, and I was like, oh, okay. And then that's it. But he still like will say what's up to me and stuff at parties. So I don't think we have any beef, but it was weird.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. You didn't bring it up.
No, I should have, but...
I'd press the issue.
I should have. I should still do it. Next time I see him, I'm going to ask him, like, yo, why'd you call me trash? Like,
he actually, well, the only thing that I have any sort of grudge against him for is because he DM'd my girlfriend and said, like, do you want to do a video with me? And he's always doing videos of random models and stuff like that. And she asked me, like, are you cool with me doing video at Rescue? I'm like, yeah, of course. It'd be great. She's like, okay, I just want to make sure you're cool with it. From my perspective, it's like, if he's chill about it, then great. And if he's like disrespectful as shit, okay, great. Because I'm gonna fucking tweak out on Twitter or something, right. And that's just more shit to do on the internet. It's like it's all content, you know. But then he just like didn't hit her back about doing it afterwards, and she was mad. I'm like, Bryce, come on. If you're gonna use my girl, get my hopes up to my girl that you're gonna use her for some clickbait. Come on.
Man, now he has trouble with Adam, man.
Where's the follow through?
Exactly.
No, I don't have a problem with him at all.
I'm just over here starting beef for no reason.
Nah, it's all right. I like Rescue. I'm supposed to do a podcast with like him and FaZe Banks and T-Few soon, hopefully, if I can get them on the same page.
It's a lot of clout in one room.
That would be a lot, right? But I like the idea of FaZe Banks co-hosting instead of being the one interviewed, because that would just be kind of funny.
Yeah.
What do you consider like the highlight of your YouTube career? Was it the Killer Clown era?
Probably, honestly. Honestly.
How did that video happen? Well, were you the one who started that, or did you just jump on that?
No. Well, it actually happened. That's what happened. You know, we were hiking.
And stop.
Bro, ask Jake. He's right there. 100%. We were hiking, and this shit just happened.
You got attacked by a killer clown.
Yeah, well, he didn't actually attack us. He just chased us. Really? That's why the title is Chased.
That really happened?
Yeah, man.
Or are you, like, sworn to, like, never admitting that it was fake?
It was real, man.
I feel like I want to look at the chat right now because I feel like they're going to tell me if they believe you or not. You want to see it?
Yeah. Is there a chat?
Yeah.
What's up? Shout out chat.
Boom. Here's a chat.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of people in the chat. I get some L's, man.
Well, it hasn't been open.
So what I do to y'all, man?
This is like, it'll be up to date in a minute and okay. Then we'll actually know like.
It's like 5 minutes ago I got L's.
Well, it's just like it hasn't been open. So it's like just boom. And someone wrote poop on my chest. I feel about that. See, it's so long ago because someone just put the word racks in quotes.
God, yeah, I just saw about rice gum thing.
That's about you saying five racks for the Vice for the Vine brand deal, which was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's off.
So this, I guess, will be updated at some point in like 2021. Sorry, 2021. Is what I meant to say. 2011 was a while ago.
Some of these people are ruthless, bro.
I know, man. I'm starting to get hurt over here.
I know.
Bro.
That's why I'm scared to have it open when I'm interviewing like a rapper because they might not really like have the skin for it. Oh, yeah. Everybody's saying it was fake. Yeah. Okay.
There's
now
all my,
we're fine.
There's all my L's. Here they come. Hey, shout out all the L's
fake.
Out there.
Whose man is this? L fake. I'm pulling up on Melrose. Okay, we're gonna shoot you. It's okay. No one knows who that was behind the camera, but the FAG word has made an appearance. We're out here just to say, Brennan gets mad pussy.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Adam wants a threesome with two guys. See, it's so addictive to look at this.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Who is this guy? I don't even know, to be honest.
Okay. Fake, why are you on this channel? Fuck you people.
See, these are just mean, bro.
Yeah, they are mean.
Hey, someone said El Camino. That's where I went to high school.
Shout out. It is. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of people saying that.
Yeah, that's the high school I went to. So Shout out Oco.
Do you feel like you're having any sort of like post-traumatic stress disorder from...
From all these L's? Yeah.
No, from the clown.
Oh, no. Yeah, sometimes I still have nightmares.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary, well, man.
That was a whole era on YouTube, though, where a lot of people were having these bad encounters with clowns, right?
I don't know.
I like the idea of, well, do you think that like we could bring it back? Like,
if one was out there to chase me, then I would definitely vlog it.
Right, definitely.
You know?
Okay, so besides the killer clowns, which definitely was real and definitely happened, yeah. What are your like proudest moments on YouTube in terms of content? Like, I know it's kind of a weird question to answer as a vlogger. A lot of times we aren't proud of our content.
Yeah, and there's so much content too. It's like, what do you even, you know what I mean? But one time, I feel kind of bad about this, but I feel like it shows how good of a mother I have. Mm. But I said it was acceptable for Jason Nash to make out with my mom for a shout out on David Dobrik's vlog.
Wow.
And it happened.
Wait, so how did that even come up?
Well, I was vlogging it for my own channel first, and then David walks up, you know, he's like, yo, can I get Jason to make out with your mom? And I'm like, looking at my mom like, you want...
Your mom's single?
Yeah. And then my mom was like, if you shout his YouTube out. And I was like, fuck yeah, mom. Thank you. You know what I mean? Like, so that's a mom right there. She was looking out for me.
That is a mom.
And he did. And I gained like 10,000 that day that he did that. So that was pretty dope. Nice. And he shouted out my video too. So it was cool. That was like a pretty cool moment. You know, that was like one of the first times that I was like in a David Dobrik vlog and he was in my vlog. It was a cool moment.
What was it like watching Jason Nash make out with
you? It was weird, man. It was so weird because it started out normal. Like it was just like a kiss and then it started progressing.
How many seconds of makeout was this?
I had to pull their heads apart. Yeah, man.
Whoa. Yeah. So we're talking like 10 plus seconds?
Yeah, it was a minimum of 8 for sure.
And those David Dobrik vlogs are pretty quick too. Yeah. So like, did he have the full kiss in there?
Yeah, the full kiss is in there, man.
That's like a big chunk of the video.
That was the clickbait of the video too. Like my mom made the clickbait was like, he made out with this YouTuber's mom and... It was my mom.
That's crazy that she would do that.
You know yeah, I mean? Shout out to my mom.
How old's your mom?
That's real.
I don't think she would want me to say.
Right, but she's not. Like my mom's like 67, so no, it's like hard for me to imagine.
My mom's young, she's man. Young. She's like 40s, 40.
Oh, yeah.
40 something.
When you're in your 40s, you could still totally do a YouTube makeout, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this was before Jason was dating Trisha?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what's so funny is that Trisha, like, I love Trisha and I love Jason. And Trisha actually has mentioned a couple times, like, in other videos, like, oh, yeah, he's making out with YouTubers' moms and shit. And, like, I just knew that was my mom. You know what I mean? I was like, hell yeah.
You think Trisha was kind of mad, though?
I don't know. I think it was, I don't think she was mad because they weren't together at the time.
But right. But I've seen.
I feel like if they were seen together, like, if my mom, like, came with me to, like, Trisha's party, she would probably have been, like.
I feel like Trisha gets mad at Jason for things that he did before he was with her, yeah. Which is, like, standard, like, psycho relationship stuff. It's, like, getting mad at someone for things before you even knew them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe she is mad, but, like, she doesn't say anything because she's, like, a friend of mine, so I don't think she would just say anything about it. Yeah. Or at least to me, so.
How many times have you been in David's vlogs? Like a million or like a handful?
A good amount. Like not a million, but not more than a handful. You know? Right.
That's kind of like that's a prestigious like yeah. class of. Like,
yeah, a couple people will actually come and recognize me from David's vlog, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was in them that many
His
times.
Fan base is fucking crazy.
Yeah, they are. It's insane.
It's like Team 10, but like kind of like more sane.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit more rational.
They're really doing YouTube right.
I actually. Okay, so Big Nick.
Yeah, my homie. Shout out Big Nick.
Big Nick told me that he wants to fuck a porn star and then do a podcast afterwards. So he mentioned Riley Reid. I hit up Riley Reid. She was kind of like, you know, she just kept asking how big his dick was.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I told Big Nick, I'm like, send me a picture of your cock. And he wouldn't do it. He's like, and he sent me a screenshot of someone else saying that his dick was pretty big.
All right, I'm gonna say it, man. Okay, he probably didn't
You've
want me to
say
it. This. Story. I've seen it, bro.
Okay, Riley, okay. This is for you,
Riley. Honestly, I don't really want to set this up with Riley because Riley, like, you know, we be talking in DMs sometimes. What's up, Riley?
Oh,
you know?
So you want your? She's probably down for both.
Listen, I'm just gonna shout my homie Big Nick out, but so it was on VidCon, you know what I mean? And this girl, she was in the room, and I was in the room, and. And there was this other guy in the room, and like the girl wanted to like do stuff to like all of us and stuff. But like I was just there, but I couldn't do it because it was just weird, you know, watching my homies, you know, get topped off and such.
So you're watching Big Nick get hit.
And Big Nick was the only one that was like fully getting it, man. And I was like, I feel like I was like, I looked down like no homo. I looked down and I was like, okay, you know,
right.
Like it's like big. I don't know if it's big because he's small or right. if it's just big. But it was like...
For those who don't know, Big Nick is a legal... I don't think we're allowed to say midget. Right, he's a dwarf. Right. So he's a very small human being. I feel like, you know, he could get away with like rocking a 4.5-incher with a tiny bit of girth. And it would still probably look pretty solid for his little ass frame. You
exactly.
Know?
So I don't really know if it's actually big or if it was just because he's small. So, right. But it was like, for his size, it's good.
Right.
Well, I mean, not good. Like his dick is good, but like, you know.
It felt good.
No, but like, Riley, I think you should check it out. You know?
I think she should do it because, let's be real, in the porn world, there's no dwarfs that I know of. Like, there's not any like dwarf porn star dudes who are just laying pipe in the videos. That's not the preferred style. So like, let's
live it up a little bit. But who says that's not the preferred style? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We need to break that down. Why can't a dwarf or an amputee?
Exactly.
Some guy with one arm is
or one leg.
A porn star. Yeah.
Or two dicks.
Or
no
dick. Yeah.
I think there's a category for that.
two dicks. There's this rapper Blueface who's always talking about how he has two dicks, but he's talking about how he has like a dick and then a gun.
Oh,
you know, because the extendo on the gun is called dick or whatever. He's always just saying stuff about having two dicks, and I think it's so funny because my whole life I've just found the idea of having two dicks to be really amusing.
Yeah, that's interesting. But yo, talking about rappers real quick, I want to ask you a question, man. I seen this video, Kid Boo stealing your cat. Is this shit legit?
No, that was not real.
Okay. Yeah. See, I just saw it one time real quick.
It's kind of my fault because I didn't actually respond to anything publicly. I just sort of let everybody believe it. Yeah, but I made a video like exposing the fact that he tried to pay some kids to kidnap the cat when the cat still lived here. So I made that whole video about it, and then he did that to try to like keep
the... Okay, because I was going to say, like, I can go to Clone 8. I know his serial number. Oh, kind of, you okay. Know what I mean? Yeah. It was like 1, 2, 6, 7, 8.
Speaking of
that's
that,
probably where that clown came from, too.
I was in some like weird section of Instagram. And there was like this crazy conspiracy theory. I don't know if you've ever heard
of it. Oh, about me? Yeah, I see
the
that.
Clone Aid?
Oh, you clone too, man?
He has a secret room where he clones people.
They think I'm making some of these
SoundCloud clones.
SoundCloud rappers that I'm like essentially responsible for, which I'm open to.
I can see it, man.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Don't go in that room, bro.
Shit, maybe I'll come out as a SoundCloud rapper.
I mean, shit, maybe, man. Like, I mean, we got to break down barriers and say that just because you don't have green dreads doesn't mean you can't be a SoundCloud rapper. You know, you might just be an anime character style human being who's a SoundCloud rapper also.
Exactly. AKA me.
Yeah. So anyway, Big Nick's dick.
Back to Big Nick's dick. This is really more important topics, Big Nick's dick.
I couldn't believe you wouldn't send me a picture of it, although I guess I'm not really that surprised.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, pictures are hard.
Dicks are very hard.
That's
Big
true.
Nick's dick is very hard.
Yeah. But you know, I would definitely be interested in listening to that podcast after he has sex with her.
Have you had experience actually like really dating porn stars or?
Oh no. No, I have never dated a porn star.
Just a little.
I just don't know if I could, man. Like, because I'm going to be honest, like, I just don't know if I could be seeing my girl just getting railed. You know what I mean? Like, I would just be like, damn, he's doing it better than I could. You know what I mean?
People always think that my girlfriend does that when just has a private snap. Like, No, I'm not saying that you were implying that, but people are always like, what's it like seeing your girl get railed on camera? I'm like, I don't know. And that would be weird.
That would be, That's what I'm saying. But, shout out all the porn stars out there. Like, keep doing your thing.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you say, man. They'll come for you.
I know they watch your shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's up? How you guys doing? I definitely want to meet all y'all, though.
They came for me recently saying that I don't pay for porn. I'm like, I don't even watch porn. I'm fucking, if I watched it to any significant degree, I would probably do it. But
I'm just curious who actually pays for porn.
Yeah.
Like, do people do that?
I mean,
I just watch
I was watching a lot of porn, I would probably start paying for it. But it's also like Pornhub is like this huge mainstream thing, and you don't have to pay on there. So it's not like anyone is actually feeling like they're stealing by doing it, because this is clearly a legal site if you go to Pornhub or whatever, Xvids.
Oh, yeah, I know Xvids. Brazzers, you got to pay for, though.
Yeah.
I like Round and Brown, but you have to pay for that one, too.
Round and Brown?
Yeah.
Is that black women?
It's like, but it's like, you know, light-skinned women, black women, Latino women, you know what I mean? I like all types of women.
You know, I'm probably going to actually look that up. That does sound pretty good.
It's good, man. And they're packing. It's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm into. I'm into, like, the strip club, fake ass.
Big ass.
Big old tattoo of a fucking fish or some
shit down there. That's the site for you, man.
Yeah, a couple bullet holes. Big old C-section scar. That's my type.
That is it, man.
I like a girl who looks like she's seen some shit.
I feel that.
That's cool to me. Have you ever, like, what's your longest relationship?
It was that girl in high school.
Okay.
How long? It was a year and a half.
Okay.
It was cool, I guess.
I'm actually on my longest relationship right now, 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's crazy, man.
That is a weird
feeling. Like, thinking about it, like, it's like, damn, I'm with this person for a year and a half, or I'm with this person for 2 years. Like, how do we have that many conversations? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing?
Exactly, man. Like, how we've not run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like that, or sometimes I feel like I'm just, like, so, like, it feels like it's been a while, but it also feels like nothing. Like, holy shit, there's 2 years really just fucking flew by.
Yeah.
Because I've just been, like, grinding in here, just doing these goddamn interviews and shit. So it's like time just flies by when you're just...
You're having fun.
Lost in the stream.
Or that.
All right. Did you see the Jake Paul, Logan Paul, or the Jake Paul, Shane Dawson video?
I watched it last night, but it was really long, and I fell asleep watching it. Not because it was boring, but because it was 4 in the morning.
Right. Well, if you already know all about Jake Paul, basically, it is a little boring because he's basically just telling you what everybody already kind of knows before he gets into the new stuff.
And it wasn't like anything was really happening yet. Like, it was it was just kind of explaining what's about to happen. So I just feel like the next one's probably going to be better.
That video is crazy because Shane Dawson just paints it as like a total truth that Jake Paul was lying about that whole FaZe Banks choking McFadden. It's weird how that has become sort of like just an accepted thing that everybody knows that FaZe Banks didn't choke that girl. But it's like, how the fuck is that considered okay for Jake Paul to have made this crazy story up? How did him and that girl and everybody conspire to do this?
Dude, I'm just thinking if like something like that happened to like me, like I wouldn't even know how to get out of it. Like you know, Banks, like really, he put everything on the table and was just like, this is the truth. This is, and then like, you know, it ended up coming out that that was the truth. Right. And like, I don't even know how I would have done what he did. So like, you know,
I don't understand how the fuck FaZe Banks would have to be a true psychopath to like choke some girl out and drag her across the club in front of Jake Paul and them. Exactly. Like, to believe that is to believe that he's a very different type of person than what everybody seems to understand. Right. Even if you did believe that he was like capable of like hitting a girl or something, it's like believing that he would do it in front of hundreds of people is a completely different thing with cameras in there and everything. It's like, you'd have to be not only a piece of shit, you'd have to be really, really dumb and intent on not on getting caught.
Yeah, I don't understand like how, I don't know. I don't even know why all that happened. That's crazy that Jake would like literally try to do that. Like that, I mean, I don't want to sit here and talk shit about people, but that's crazy.
Are you down with Team 10? You think about joining?
Yeah, you know, if the invite comes, I'm playing. Never.
That might be fun. It might be a good time.
Nah, man, I can't do that. I feel like I would just like lose all my subs if I did that. You know, too many people just dislike Jake. Like, I don't dislike Jake. Like, he's never done anything to me. He's always been like chill or whatever to me. Like, every time I see him, he's cool, you know?
I had forgot why everybody hated him so much until I watched that Shane Dawson thing. Yeah. Because then I remembered the thing about Banks. Then I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
No,
yeah.
Like, I definitely do agree that he's done some fucked up shit. But at the same time, like, I don't hate him. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's just a person in the world.
I actually completely did not realize that Logan Paul's YouTube has, like, fallen off a fucking cliff over the past few months. I did not realize it was as bad as it is. And Jake's is okay, but it's not, like, great.
I mean, if you really look at their social blades, though, they're still getting 100 million views a month, which is a lot of money.
Right.
So I don't think they're complaining at all.
If you're Logan Paul, I mean, he won that fight, right?
He did, and I was just like adding up like the numbers that that fight made, and that fight made like minimum 10 mil.
Do you think that they should let Logan Paul in the UFC?
Why not? You know what I mean? Like, if he wants to do it, let him do it.
Dana White said that he will die.
I know. Like, I saw that, and I was like, oh.
Now Dana White, that's kind of sucks because Dana White really can't go back on that because Dana White said, if I let him fight in the UFC, I belong in jail, which I think is fair. But that basically means that he can't really go back on his word because then like everybody will be like, you belong in jail.
And I know he really wants to do that shit, but I don't know.
CM Punk fought, but and like that's what Logan Paul uses.
CM Punk fought, it was in WWE too.
Yeah, but he fought in the UFC two times, got beat up both times. But the thing is that he trained MMA for like 2 years before he did it or whatever. He like really, really trained. Like, I mean, to a level that Logan Paul has not. Like, I feel like maybe Dana White would change his mind if Logan Paul got serious about MMA for the next year or two, you know?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, Logan, he's just this big, massive guy.
He is a
big
guy, yeah.
Like, I would be scared to get in the ring with him, but at the same time, like, these guys have been training all their lives, basically, so I feel like they would have no problem.
I mean, even if Logan Paul trains MMA for the next couple of years, it's like, you can't compare that to some dude who has nothing to lose, has nothing going on. Exactly. Like, the way that those dudes who are trying to make it in the UFC train, like, they have nothing else in their lives. That's all that they can dedicate themselves. So I don't think you have any business trying to train for the UFC unless you like are that's all you have going on.
Right.
Because you see it with so many people. As soon as like Ronda Rousey becomes famous, boom, she's out. She's just you know, it's hard to balance like a normal life with that shit.
I could never do fighting stuff, man.
Like, you don't like it?
I mean, I just like I don't know. Like, I just don't want to fight people.
What about you and Elijah Daniel in the UFC?
Oh man, I would do that. I would do it.
Explain that fight video that everybody thinks is fake, myself included.
All right, bro. Well, you know, so we're at this party, you know. And all right, I'm just gonna be honest, man. Elijah just wanted, you know, just do a fake little fight. You know what I mean? He's just like, let's do it. And I was like, all right, you know, I got nothing to lose.
He looks like he's smiling in it. That's the whole problem. He's like, hey.
And like I wanted to make it more believable and like maybe like throw a little punch. I was like, yo, can I punch you? Like, I asked him, you know what I mean? Mm. And it was just like, all right. It was more like, let's just push each other. And I was like, all right. whatever.
Do you think people really fell for it, or?
Yeah, man, it ended up on those like those little channels, like right. those stupid drama channels, and like the ones that are semi big, I guess.
Right.
I don't want to name names because no free clout. But yeah. You know what I mean.
No free clout.
Exactly. So it was like a lot of people were texting me and shit. I feel bad for doing that, but at the same time, he was like, "Let's do this," and I was like, "All right."
Yeah. Do you feel bad? Like, it might like hurt your credibility next time if you get in a fight in real life and there's a video?
I don't fight, man. So
that's why it's kind of all right.
Yeah, it's cool because I just know I'm not going to fight. Like, if I have to fight, I will. But, like, if I have to, it's like, who's really going to be filming it? You know what I mean? If I'm not filming it, who's going to film it?
Have you been in a lot of fist fights in your life?
I do get into some fights, but I never, like, Jake over there always jumps in and stops it before, or doesn't stop it. He fights the person for me.
You need a friend like that around.
It's my brother.
Yeah. When you were younger, that was called being a pussy. But now that you're like somewhat famous, that's just considered like being smart.
Exactly. Like I don't. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I'm not trying to like fight people.
Yeah.
I'm all about love, and you know.
No. Yeah, I'm all about love and just like weapons, so that we don't have to fight jumping people, so that they don't get to fight you. Exactly. That's what it's all about. Fuck a fair fight. We ain't doing that. It's 2018,
it's
man.
2018. Yeah. It's all my goons are none. You know what I mean?
All my goons are none. That's what your tape should be called. Once you put out. All my goons are dead. yeah, I don't know. So, all right, what else should we talk about? I have a fucking list of questions, actually.
Get them, bro. I still want to do my little snippet. Play that shit for you.
Oh, yeah, well, let's do that on the stream after when we're done the actual interview thing. Because Riley Reed, I forgot that she commented she and said, let's talk about Fleshlights.
All right, let me explain why she said this, all right?
Okay.
So, this is going to sound crazy. So, one time, I was really bored and very curious about flashlights. You know what I mean? I didn't know which one to buy. I just was like, "Fuck, I want to try this." You know what I mean? Because like, how real can it feel? Like,
how much are they?
It was like $70.
Okay.
And I was like, I was just curious.
Did you make a vlog about this?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I did. I said, I said a fan sent me this because I needed a reason. Like, because I think my mom saw it one time. And I needed a reason to have it. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'd be like, yeah, mom, I bought it. You know? So
I said, $70 sex toy.
I said,
a fan
sent it to me, but really, I bought it. And surprisingly, it feels realistic, I guess. Like, if you run hot water through it first, you know what I mean?
That's what you do?
It warms it up.
It's not like lube that you put in there?
Well, you do use lube, but, you know, you put hot water through it first so it feels more, like, hot, you know, warm. Because you can't put it in the microwave, bro. That shit will, like, melt. But anyways, I ended up getting Riley Reed's. So I DM'd her. And I was like, look, I want to make this video called Fleshlight versus Real Life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And do a real life comparison. You know what I mean?
This is such a great idea, but it's also just so great that you're saying like, hey, here's a cool YouTube idea, like where we have to fuck. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. And what'd she say?
She said, let's do it.
So when was this?
Did it. I'm just like, I haven't done it yet. But I'm hopefully going to do it. But I feel like I couldn't even make it a real actual. I'm going to fucking do it, Riley.
Yeah.
It's going to be a video.
Well, I think it's great promotion for her Fleshlight. If you get tested and everything, I feel like she might be into the idea.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. I just feel like it might hurt like brand deals or something. You know what I mean? So maybe a second channel video.
Yeah. There
but
you go.
I'll definitely be interested.
Fleshlight versus Real Life. Right? That's a great title.
Great title, man. Yeah. It would just be like me holding it and then Riley sitting next to me or some shit.
If you were dating a girl and she got a Fleshlight, would that weird you out?
Why would she get a Fleshlight?
Just because she's famous enough that...
Oh, of her own.
Like if you were dating a girl, and she... No, yeah. She got a Fleshlight made of a mold of her vagina.
I mean, I'd be like, cool. But at the same time, I'd be like...
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like now every guy's felt what it's like. You know
I just
what I mean?
Don't really believe that the Fleshlight actually feels that much like... What's actually going on in there?
Bro.
You believe crazy. It?
Bro, like obviously it's not the same, but it's pretty close. You know what I mean? Like when you're at like Walgreens or CVS or some shit and you buy that medication rather than the real like Advil, you buy just like the, what is it called? What's Advil called? Like the medicine? Ibuprofen. You just buy like the generic Ibuprofen. It works the same. It's you know what I mean? It's kind of like that. It's like the Rite Aid, you know what I mean? Of the real life. But it still works.
You know, I've had multiple Fleshlights in my life. There's one in my house right now, but I've still never done it. I need to do it.
You just try it, man. It's just do it kind of thing.
It's just when I start thinking about like I want a nut, my brain just does not go like, oh, do I have any cool stuff in this house that I could nut inside?
No. I feel like I've only ever used it one time just because I was curious.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
I got an Adam and Eve brand deal and they sent me a whole box full of weird sex toy stuff, and that was one of the things in it.
try it out, man.
One of the other things, let me tell you about this. My girl tried it out. It's like a black rubber, like, penis head cap. You put this on your dick head, and then it's got, like, a little wire and then a controller, and it's got all these different settings that, like, vibrate. No. And my girl was like, I want to try this on you. I'm like, all right, we tried it out, man. That shit felt so stupid. I was just like, well, I'm just looking at my dick with this big metal helmet on it. Like, so why is this thing vibrating? This is I couldn't stop laughing. It just seemed so silly.
Yeah.
My girl was trying to make it sexy and shit. It was not.
Like, not
it
happening.
Was weird for me. Yeah. I don't know.
I definitely recommend trying the fleshlight, though. You know,
I'm going to do
it's
it.
Like, it's like a thing you like, it's not like something that you have to do before you die, but it's like something you should try before
it's
you die.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, Fleshlight. But like not top five, like maybe like top 30.
Right. I feel like it would be cool if all the male YouTubers started making like
dick molds.
Right.
I thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know,
like,
I
thought of it. But not for porn stars, for just other dudes who are just down. Like if we come out with a line, it's Brennan, Adam, Jake Paul, Keemstar, David Dobrik. Because, okay, let's say this. Vaginas on the inside, they're all different, but they're sort of similar.
Yeah.
Dicks come in, like, you could have the Keemstar one. It's 4 inches long. It's this wide. It's shaped like a fucking Coke can. And then you get, like, you know, the David Dobrik one. I don't
know.
Goes
slightly to the side.
Yeah, it's a weird curve. Yeah. And it's got this giant bulging vein. I don't know what his dick looks like, but exactly. I feel like a fleshlight or a fake dick would be a cool way to find out.
Yeah, like dick mold dildos kind of thing where
dude, people super into this. I want to make the Big Nick one. The Jake Paul one is just like it's just a lie. It's like 14 inches long because he just believes that that's...
I think that's so funny.
I don't know why I believe that Jake Paul would do that, but
hey, Jake Paul do like a lot of crazy shit. So
yeah. So what else you got going on in your life that we should talk about? Anything else?
You know,
revisit my list of questions as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, look at your list, bro. Isn't this your thing to do? I'm just playing. nah, man. I mean, just like working on like the content and just like trying to like get to that next level. You know what I mean? Because like, well, there are certain levels in this YouTube shit where it's like you're either at like that Jake Paul level, like, or the KSIs, you know, like the top of the food chain, or you're like way at the bottom. Like, I don't feel like I'm at way at the bottom. I'm like kind of up there below medium, you know what I mean? And I'm just trying to get above that to like the top level. So I've just been like really just grinding and trying to make as much best content as I can.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, at the same time, I don't want to be doing YouTube forever. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that's not the end goal.
Yeah. What are your other aspirations?
Acting, man. I've been acting since I was a kid. I did my first commercial at 4 years old. And really? It's then from there, like, I just kept working. I've done like probably over like 40 commercials and stuff. And then it slowed down. That's why I really honestly was one of the reasons why I started Vine too, is because I was like, if I'm not doing anything in my career, I need to start a new career, basically.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I did it too.
Just slowed down as you got older or whatever?
Yeah, man. I went through this ugly duckling stage, man. Like, I was like, fuck, like 15, 16. No, it was like 16, 17. And it was just like, I wasn't getting any auditions. I wasn't getting any roles. And I was just like, damn, I need to do something. So that was like one of the reasons why.
It must feel way better to be like proactive about something rather than having to sit back and just take whatever comes your way.
And anyone watching this, yo, like, you can do anything you want, so just do it. You know what I mean? Don't sit down on your ass and do nothing, because then life honestly goes by so fast. You know what I mean? Like, these past 4 years on social media have gone by so fast, and like, I couldn't imagine what I would be doing if I like didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe my acting would have worked and I'd be this huge celebrity. Maybe nothing would have happened and I would have been working at a mechanic shop like I used to work. You know what I mean?
Wait, what age did you work doing the mechanic thing?
When I was like, it was starting Vine. Like, I remember like sneaking off to the bathroom to post Vines while working at this mechanic shop.
Right.
Like, dirty as hell, man. It was like, it was gross, man. I was pushing cars around in 100 degree weather, that, you know, like the ones that wouldn't start and stuff.
Hey, that's a manly way to make a living, though,
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. $10 an hour, man. But everything that I would make, I would put back into my car because I have like an old 70s Mustang.
Okay.
So I would just like put it, like, that's how I got the job, was because the guy that was the boss, shout out Western Auto Services, almost forgot.
West Coast Customs,
you're I almost said that. No, but he gave me the position because like, he had an old Mustang and he saw himself in me, you know, and he wanted to show me the ropes. And then he ended up just like, started off with just cleaning the shop, then like little oil changes, and then brake jobs, and then, you know, working on actual cars. And like, I'm like, oh my God, these people's lives are in my hands.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah, I don't know anything about cars. I can't imagine what it'd be like to work on a car. So that to me seems like kind of cool and impressive. Like, damn, that must be like cool to just like get in there and get your hands dirty all day.
Yeah, it was cool. There was definitely some times that was like just awful though. Like middle of summer, like in the valley too, it gets hotter. Mm-hmm. So like it was literally like 110 degrees. Like you're dripping in sweat and you're having to like push cars around and it was awful. And there's no AC in the shop. Oof. So you're just sweating all day long.
I feel like it would be a good way to get in shape.
Oh, yeah. No, but no, because...
But not really?
No, because all you do is, like, you work and you... He would just send me to, like, Taco Bell, go grab a bunch of tacos, or, you know, go to Carl's Jr. and get the Western Bacon Burgers, you know right. what I mean? Like, I'd just be eating shit every day. So, like, I wouldn't really get into shape, because I wasn't working out either.
What kind of diet are you on right now?
I'm on a seafood diet. Seafood, I eat it. I'm kind of, like, on a, like, just low carb, but at the same time, like, I eat... kind of what I want, but I just work out every single day.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can kind of eat what I want because I'm kind of at like a level where I'm like happy with myself. So like right. I can just eat what I want and then work out.
That's where I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get to like my goal weight and then I can relax with it a bit.
Do the keto diet. It's it's hard, but you get results, bro. I lost 10 pounds in 10 days on that shit. And it was crazy, bro. Like I was so shredded because I was doing it just to shred, not because I was like big or anything. I just wanted to get shredded.
Right.
So I did that and it was crazy.
I was doing it super hardcore for like over a month. It. Yeah, like recently. But I'm still like, I've just sort of like relaxed it and been eating like a little bit of rice and stuff. But yeah, like when you're actually really in the zone with that shit, it's just like, this is the first time like dieting wise that I realized like, holy shit, like you are never going to lose any fucking weight if you keep eating bread like that. Dude, you know, it's just not going
to
happen.
You can't relax the keto diet because you have to get your body into ketosis. Mm-hmm. And if you have any, you're not going to be in ketosis. So it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So you have to literally stick to what the rules are. If you want to see results.
Yeah.
You can't cheat that shit.
Yeah, it's tough. I got a girl who does like meal prep for me at this point. Nice. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Man, that's dope. I wish you ever tried intermittent fasting?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
good
pretty
too.
Tight. It's pretty tight.
How long will you do it for?
I've been doing it for almost 2 months now.
No, but I mean like my girl was telling me that this model dude that she knows that he'll eat during like a 2 hour window during the day and then nothing else.
Oh yeah. Like I eat like a 6 to 8 hour window.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if that would even be possible for me. Maybe I could eat at like 10 a.m. and then not again till like maybe my last meal like 6. That seems like kind of like a big.
Yeah. Or the easiest way would be to eat at like 2.
Yeah. Stop.
You
know? Yeah.
Like you don't.
So you
eat
starve
in the morning.
Yourself
you
start, all morning.
Yeah. You skip
and
breakfast.
You eat from like 2 to 6.
Just lunch and dinner basically, and you eat snacks
and
shit.
Fit it all in there, and then you burn it off the rest of the day.
Jeez.
Pretty dope. It's hard to get used to, but once you do it, it's like you don't really crave like eating.
Yeah,
you know
just
what I mean?
Just stay busy in the morning and you forget to eat. You know what I mean?
You drink coffee and shit in the morning?
Oh, I drink coffee now. I never used to drink coffee, but now I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like growing up thing.
Yeah, it definitely fucking kills your appetite a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Also makes me take a shit.
Yeah, fat shits.
Fat shits. Oh, man. All right. Anything else we should talk about?
Oh, can I just say that in October, my song's coming out?
Oh,
yeah. Look out for that.
Look out.
It's going to be crazy.
Be wild.
Music video.
It's called Versace Nightmares.
Versace Nightmares?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, it's about, you know...
Michael Kors buying Versace?
Yeah, man.
That's
your
nightmare?
It was a nightmare, man. Now it's like, why even buy the fucking $700 robe?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's Michael Kors
Michael
now.
Michael Kors sent to your house,
No, it's about, like, I used to be in this relationship, and it was, like, good, and everything, like, I was happy and shit. You know, like, I should have been happy. No, I wasn't happy. I was just, like, numb, you know what I mean? Like, when you're just numb and you just feel nothing. Have you ever felt like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you just felt, like, dead inside, basically. But I had all these good things going on. Like, you know, for example, having Versace nightmares is like, yeah, you have a nightmare, but you wake up in Versace sheets. So it's like, you still, you know what I mean? Like I was going numb. I was feeling dead inside, but I had all these good things and all these reasons to be happy, but I just like wasn't. So that's what this song really like speaks about.
Hell yeah. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Thanks, man. I'm into you.
I own 2 pairs of Versace underwear. I just want to throw that
nice.
Out there. I'm really proud of myself.
Damn. Respect on that.
Sometimes I'm thinking about like switching over entirely from like polo boxers to just go buy like 20 pairs of those Versace ones.
Hell
and
yeah.
Just really.
How comfortable are they?
Yeah, they're all right. I think I got large. I probably should have got extra large.
Yeah.
It rides up. Mad comfy.
Rides up in the fucking where your dick is and it feels like you're wearing tidy whities.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
They're a little weird. Yeah.
Worse, man. I'm trying to pull that shit
out. But I got
out.
Like a huge box of underwear from this fucking underwear company recently and like some of them are like sublimated. Like they have these insane designs printed on them. That's not good underwear. I just want to throw that out there. You need like, because it's just like, it's totally like silky, like smooth material. It's like fucking a soccer jersey or something. It's just no like moisture absorption.
Oh, okay, that
which
sucks.
Is kind of like what you want, I think, in your like groin area. You want something that's sort of like, you know, if you have like a droplet of urine on the head of your penis, you don't want it to feel like this is that's disgusting. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
Woo! Underwear.
Underwear. Shut up.
I don't know what the fuck is happening to me. I'm clearly losing my mind. All right. Well, yo, I appreciate you guys coming through and talking to us here on the stream and everything.
It's been an honor, man. Thank
definitely
you
let me know about the song and stuff. Send it through. All right. Everybody at home, I'm going to be back in 1 minute. We got to take these photos and stuff, and then we will be back on this goddamn live stream playing your music, because I know I have like fucking 80 songs I have to play right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I'm rolling like an elk, 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 I'm rolling like an elk.